So this is how it rolls. So I get a text from you last night asking if the situation that you're in, are you creepy or are you adorable?
A text that was not specifically for air.
No,
which
okay.
is why I didn't ask you on the air. It's why I asked you at 7 o'clock at night mm-hmm. in a private text conversation, Petch.
But I sat there and I thought about it and I was watching some TV and I thought about it again. And I couldn't decide whether your situation makes you creepy or it just makes you adorable. So I'm like, you know what? There's only one way I can really get a good grip on this, and that's just throw it out there.
I'm hoping adorable. I'm hoping the general consensus is, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
So I go to the Dover Y,
mm-hmm.
and there's this guy there. I only see him on Mondays.
Okay.
Because I do Girls on the Run there, and most of my classes, I'm there on Monday. So I only ever see him on Monday.
Right.
And I call him Mocha because that's his skin color. So I just,
and it's a Monday.
Yeah.
So Mocha Monday.
Mocha Monday at the gym. And so I tell you that, yeah. like, for the past few months, I've been a little bit, like, crushing from afar.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, this guy looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And he works out. And that's all I do, really. Like,
do things you like. Someone who looks good and then
yeah.
somebody who works out.
And somebody who works out. And he looks so good in that T-shirt. And I go to the gym and I get uh-huh. excited. I'm like, yes, I get to check out Mocha. And I've got the nerve to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
But so I didn't go yesterday. I wasn't really feeling good. And I was in bed. I wasn't feeling well. And my friend who goes to the gym sent me a picture and said, is this the Mocha that you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, that's Mocha. And she goes, well, there's no ring on his finger. And then I got excited. I was like, I'm going to go to the gym. And I went to the gym. I didn't see him.
Oh.
But I said to you, I said, is it creepy that I went to the gym after I was...
Yes.
Why is it, though?
Because you've gone to hunt him down.
I didn't hunt him.
No, but that was your mission was to, oh, I'm going there because I want to go check him out again.
Well, I want to work out. What if there's good it's good motivation?
But you say this time and time again. It's like, I have to drive 20, 30 minutes. So to just be like laying in bed and then go, whoa! See, getting up, throwing your gym clothes on, driving
that stair climber, we go spin class,
driving that 30 minutes just to check out Mocha Man. Yeah, that's slightly crazy. And I think that was starting to throw me a curveball because I'm like, yeah, that is a little bit creepy.
It's not. If you have somebody who that they say if right, if you're single and you're trying to like you stick to that schedule. So
uh-huh.
if I know that somebody looks good
yeah.
and they happen to be there, I only know that because we've been going the same time.
Okay,
so. I'm supposed to be there.
Okay.
He doesn't know that I hopped out of bed after my friend sent me a picture of him.
I mean, if he listens, he might know now.
I know. Now I have to change gyms. I can never go back.
So
I'm just trying to scope him out. I'm trying to work up the courage to find out if he's single. And I don't know because it's going to, like, in my head, I'm real smooth and cool with it. And it works out really well. And he's like, yeah, I'm like, we skip off into the sunset and everything's fine. But what's going to happen is I'm going to be really awkward and uncomfortable. And then when I go to get off the treadmill, like I'll trip or something because I'm so nervous.
Then you'll just keep walking.
Yes. And then I'll just walk and I'll get in my car and drive and I'll drive to Colorado and I'll never come back here again.
Either that or you, I'm going and you walk up to him and then you're like,
Yeah, I don't have words. I'm not good with words. Like, here I'm okay. Here I know words and I use words.
Face to face.
And I work with words outside of these four walls.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
So
and,
like,
and you're just standing there looking at him all awkward,
yeah.
all blank, saying nothing.
Like, hi.
Yeah.
That's so. Anyway, I told you this in conversation to say, was that creepy or adorable?
And I can't work it out.
And you can't, which I think it's... I think it's adorable. I'm going adorable. I'm hoping. I'm praying adorable.
Okay.
You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234.
All right, let's get some calls. Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
It's Robin.
Robin, what's going on?
You are overthinking this. You are so overthinking this. You're good looking. You obviously take care of yourself. Just walk up to him and introduce yourself.
And be like, hey, I'm Amy. Want to hop aboard?
Jump aboard.
Yay.
You got a one-way ticket to Pleasureville.
That's the thing. I'm really quiet. Like, I'm not really an outgoing person. On here I am.
What?
But I'm
I
not.
Don't see that.
No, I know. I'm not. I'm telling you.
It's true.
In public. Like,
you're overthinking it. Just walk up, introduce yourself, ask him for coffee. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but she. But what will happen is,
like, I honestly will trip.
Yeah, you know when you see, these like TV shows or movies, and you have that like awkward like 12-year-old girl who really likes the boy in class.
Yeah, I'm like a deer with new legs.
Uh-huh. Oh my God! Just stand up against a machine and hold on to it when you walk up to him and talk to him. Just,
but the problem is, what will happen? Yeah, no. Robin. The problem is that while Amy's leaning against that machine, she won't see the dude getting on the machine behind her, and then he'll start moving it, and then she'll lean to one side and fall on the floor.
You're making it worse. All right, so Robin, that was my game plan. I'm like, I'm just gonna go up, introduce myself, and be like, "Hey, are you single?" That's good, right?
Well, I would just. A little bit more casual than that, not just like right off the bat say, "Hey, are you single?" Just be like, "Hey, I'm Amy. I see you here. You know, I was wondering if you want to get some coffee." And if he opens the door for a conversation and, "Oh, well, I'm married," or, "Oh, I'm dating," or whatever, just
be like, "Cool. Hope you dropped that barbell.
Smack your face on there."
Yeah, I didn't like you anyway.
Just quit. Quit overthinking it. Just quit overthinking it. And quit making it worse.
I know. See, it's Patch. It's not me.
I'm undecided whether it's creepy or adorable. I can't figure it out.
Don't do your sex voice when you walk up to him and talk to him. Just be normal Amy.
Hey, Daddy.
Your sex voice is really hot on the phone, but probably not in person. Because I can imagine you're all hot and sweaty trying to bat your eyes at the gym. Hey, how's it going?
See, not neither of you are hopping. Robin, goodbye.
Thanks, Robin. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Patrick Sherry. How are you?
Good, Sherry. So creepy or adorable?
It's actually adorable. I'm really hoping that Mocha Monday is listening to the radio station.
Well, that's what I said to Amy off the air just now. I said, wouldn't it be funny if he was listening and he's kind of thinking to himself, "Oh, so that's that girl." Yeah. Amy walks up to him. He's like, "Nope, I've already heard it. I'm good.
I've heard it. We know. Not into it."
That's right. I think it's very adorable. It's kind of how it's sweet that you're watching him from afar and then working your way up. Never know, he might ask you out.
Just slowly but surely. Thank you, Sherry. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Harrington.
All right, thank you for checking. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Nikki Guff hit me up on Snapchat and said nothing creepy about it.
I don't know. I am still undecided.
You can weigh in. You can tweet. It's creepy. Okay, the only time it's creepy is if you're not attracted to the person. Right. So if a chick who's good looking came up to you and was like, "Hey, I've been trying to work up. I've been trying to work up the nerve to come talk to you. I'm into you. Uh-huh. You know, are you single? Would you want to go out sometime?" You'd be like, "Oh yeah." But if it's some heifer that you're not into, you'd be like, "Who does she think she is?"
I'm better than
it's
that.
It all just depends on if you think that person is attractive or not. That's the only thing that makes things uncomfortable is if you're not physically attracted to the person who's hitting on you.
I'm 60 creepy, 40 adorable right now.
You can tweet at Patrick Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.